All right, well, today on the programme, I thought we'd do a kind of an accountancy version of the Gadget Guide. Alex Graham from CKLG is on the line, and he's been off to the Digital Accountancy Show. Very good afternoon to you, Alex.
Hello.
I didn't know there was such a thing. So what's this all about?
Well, it's the second year this show's been running. It was set up by a guy called Dan Cockerton, who was really interested in trying to help bring through to make accountants aware of what is going on in the world of digital, to help accountants be able to help their clients, help business owners, help entrepreneurs run better businesses, because the whole landscape of technology helping businesses run better finance functions is developing constantly, and trying to find everything can be quite tricky because there's so much sort of technology that's popping up out there. Yeah. And so shows like the Digital Accountancy Show is trying to bring all that together to make it in a way where accountants can come together to work out how to be able to serve businesses better to make their lives easier.
And of course, we're kind of moving fast away from the old days of big old ledgers and manually entering stuff for your double entry bookkeeping system, because this whole making tax digital and everything, everyone's being forced down this route, aren't they? And I guess there are some who are further ahead than others.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that a lot of businesses now, so companies, anyone that's been VAT registered has been pushed down the MTD route. So they're having to have digital records for most size of businesses. And that's then going to be moving down into individuals, landlords from April 2024, which has been moved back by a couple of years to give a bit more of a transition. So more and more people are going into this, and some people have sort of embraced it more than others, but there are a lot of benefits by going down the route of taking your records digitally and how that can just make life easier.
Okay, so what stuff particularly, what highlights from this show did you bring away?
So there's a couple of, you know, a lot of it's then sort of looking at what pain points to say business owners have. One of the things that can be there is sort of making supplier payments. So often it's needing to go down and look at who do you owe money to, when do you owe it, having to then go and say log into your online banking, make sure you've got the banking credentials correct for each of those people, how much do you pay, making sure that you put the right numbers in your online banking from what you wanted. You know, that's all time consuming stuff. And there's a number of sort of new technology outfits out there that some of the things that we were looking at was an app called Comma, one called Libio, and there's another one called Modular. Those type of apps are there to try and make the business owner's life easier by syncing with your accounting system. So for us, a lot of our clients use Xero. So they connect into your Xero accounts where you've inputted all your supplier invoices. That then kind of pulls all of that information together to say, these are the people that need to pay. You can select them, and then that can sync up with your bank account to make it easier for you to then just be able to click of a button, and those payments can come out of your bank or into sort of digital wallets. So it just makes life so much easier to make sure that you've got accuracy of who you're paying, because it's all locked down in your accounting system, making sure that you've not mistyped how much you owe someone, so because it's coming directly from the amount of the invoice that you've got there, and knowing, being able to then schedule those things into the future. So if you sort of looking, actually I want to be paying these people at the end of the month, you can be sort of building up those payment runs at any time and scheduling those in the future during the month, and those can then be actioned later on. So it's really just trying to take a pain point out of having to deal with supplier payments and getting the accuracy and just making the whole process nice and slick and strong.
So really, you can just sort of sit down at 1 point or 2 points in a month and go, right, let's look ahead to the week, the month ahead, rather than be sort of on it every day. Oh my goodness, this invoice is due. Oh my goodness, that invoice is due tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just trying to make it easier, make it visible, and make the whole process just work far easier and far slicker. So it just, if that can reduce the time that a business owner needs to be paying suppliers, that's more time that business owner could be spending time on the business, you know, making sales, developing the business further.
Yeah.
And anything you can cut out those admin tasks is going to be beneficial.
A little bit of work involved in setting it up, but once it's up, it's running. That sounds great. Okay, so that's one box ticked. What other pain points did you come across?
So some other things are things like, you know, there's often businesses can have cash flow issues and needing access to finance and funding. Now, you know, going to sort of some of the traditional banks and finding traditional ways of financing can be sort of tricky and not always accessible to everyone. And there's some places out there that are really trying to open up the funding availability to far more sort of smaller businesses. So there's some outfits out there, like one of the people we're speaking to is ARX, which is basically accounts receivables assistance. So they're looking at helping business owners being able to finance individual invoices and effectively receive that money up front. So you may have, in the past, if you wanted to try and get funding on your invoices, you may have had to go to a bank and sort of finance the whole of your sort of thing through sort of invoice factoring. But you're now able to be able to sort of pick individual invoices. So it could be that you've got a large invoice for a supplier that's on 30-day, 60-day terms, and you need funding to be able to sort of cover that for a period. So you can then go to places like this that can then access a marketplace they've created to allow competition. So it makes the whole thing cheaper for the small business market. And they can then get funding against that invoice early, obviously for a fee that's then determined by sort of the marketplace they've created. And so the business owner can get cash flow in early, and that, you know, can help bring that cash flow forward by choosing individual invoices to be financed against.
I like the idea of that. As someone who used to run a business on exactly that basis, that's great, because you don't want it all the time, but just occasionally you think that would be a good one if we could just, you know, we know it's a good customer, but it would be good to get that money in just a little bit ahead of time. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It could be that, you know, someone's got a tax to pay, payroll to pay. Some people might have paid later, or you might just have a bit of a cash flow pinch, and actually being able to turn this sort of thing on and off and do individual invoices can just help flexibly bring in cash at certain times to help it without having to make big commitments, which obviously is far more costly.
Indeed, indeed. Now, you mentioned there about making tax digital for individuals coming in April 2024. And of course, a lot of people listening will probably be landlords in some way, shape or form. You came across an app to help them.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, like landlords are going to be pulled into this making tax digital. And a lot of people that will get pulled into this aren't necessarily always going to be business owners that have maybe used business digital record keeping. Maybe they might have, you know, business owners may have been used to it for VAT or something like that. Some individual landlords, it might be that they only sort of have a property portfolio. They don't have businesses. So they've not had to ever think about this sort of stuff before. And one place we sort of come across was an app called Hammock, which aims to try and simplify the whole management of finances digitally for landlords by specifically focusing just on landlords rather than needing a full accounting suite to be able to sort of manage this MTD requirement. And by doing that, it then makes the process far more simplified for a landlord, where they can then just pull their bank data into that app, and it's linked to the individual properties they've got, who owns that, how percentage of owners each of those have got, if it sort of might be split between husband and wife, for example. And then the simplified elements of income, and then might be a small amount of expenses coming through, can pull through and make people compliant for that MTD requirement. And hopefully those sort of things can make landlords and the transition to MTD far simpler.
I like the sound of that, because as you say, so many people, not businesses, but perhaps just through nature, perhaps inheriting a house and then deciding to rent it out or something like that. This sounds very good. This sounds very good. But all of this comes at a price, doesn't it? You've got to be careful with all this going online and handling data electronically.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, some of the things that sort of been highlighting from you know, at this show, there was someone from the police actually highlighting the risks of cybercrime. And there's a lot of people out there that their aim is to be able to try and access people's data and stealing data to try and monetize it for various reasons. So when sort of moving into the sort of technological sphere, people need to be aware of how they're managing their data, from understanding if it's a business, understanding their networks, making sure that they've got the right people involved that can make it secure, making sure they know who has access to it, so it's not just open or shutting off access if people don't need it. And also things like making sure that you're not using, say, the same passwords on your business apps as some other personal things, because then if your personal things get compromised that you might be using, that could also compromise your business networks and things like that. And there's, you know, there's a lot of apps out there that are starting to move into two-factor authentication. So I know when we use Xero, all of our staff have two-factor authentication accessed on their accounts. So it means that if you log in, you need to have a code linked to an app on the phone. And the same way you might have other ones where it sends a text to a mobile phone device linked to that person. So someone can't just steal your password and access the systems, sure. Access the network. And that two-factor authentication can really sort of help increase the level of security on getting into some of these things.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you've done all the hard work for us by going to these shows and finding these things, because it is a minefield out there. As you say, you know, you can browse around on the internet to your heart's content, but knowing which are the good stuff, which is the bad stuff, where the holes in the system are, and which ones are going to fit with new legislation and everything as it comes in, means that never has it been more important to talk to your accountant, because they've been and done all the hard work beforehand. They've done the graph to find out just what's right for you. But good fun as well, I imagine, a day out at the show.
Yeah, it's good, and it's interesting to find new things, new ways of trying to help people. So that's the main thing.
Fantastic. Alex, always good to talk to you. Love to everyone at CKLG, and thanks very much indeed for coming on today.
Thank you very much.